He has a piece in Ginas Egos on the heter of tuna. Mamish Lamaisa, our sugya, it's crazy. Like Mamish, well, I just want to quote you before we get into the sugya, something that's quoted from the Taisus Rid from our sugya. It's I'm quoting you from Lashon of the Beis Yosef. Kasa b'shibole aleket b'shem harab Yeshaya. So he's quoting our Gemara. Amra Papa Hilchasa Adchi Erosh v'Shidra Nikra Shel Kol Echad Avam Hayadag Gadol Berosh v'Shidra Shein Nikarim Mutarim Kol Achavius Hilchach. The Gemara is talking about over here. You have a barrel that the guy brings in, and the other dagim are not Nikaros on top of Mem and Aleph. The Gemara says from Amara Papa, you see where that is? The Ramam is by Hey of the Chatichas, so a line above that. Amara Papa, Hilchazachi, Erosh, Vashidram, Nikar, Shalkolachas, Vachas. You have to have the spine and the head of the fish that's going to be Nikar from each one, right? So the Gemara asks Akasha, really? And if not, it's not kosher. As long as one of them has a simen, even if it's amongst 100 other fish, kulan mutaros. Isn't that contradicting what Rav Papa just said? I'm gonna get to what's going on here in a second. And there was a guy, shehevi grab shal chatichos. Close your eyes for a second. Like this is mamish happening on the ships. Like this is. You're not sending a mashgiach down to Chveis, I don't know, where is this? To the ports, whatever, to the Pacific Ocean, wherever they're doing this. To get their, what are the fish that are, the yellow fins, the snapjacks, and, all the three fishes that they get tuna from. So you have to. The guy comes in here. Kula mutaris. Maisavav v'kachav nechash. He grabbed shalchatichas. He brought a whole package. V'nimtza simen be'achas me'em. And as long as one of them had a simen, v'hiter rashbagas hagarav kula. And he was mat everything. So what's Rapapa going to say to that? Rapapa says you need to be makir each one. Targum Rapapa b'shachatichas shavos. No, it was clear that they were all the same or they were all connected, right? Rashi says b'shachatichas shavos. They were all from one fish. Okay, so even though it wasn't Nikar, so is it? So the Beis Yosef is quoting a Taisus Rid that's quoting that Gemara. I just bring this just to introduce the topic. This is Gishmak. Hachavius abos mileos tuna. Mamish in the Beis Yosef. Kevin shenuchal lahakir barosh v'shidr kula mutaros. Lo chayshin ledag tamei. V'afal pi sheyesh chavius she'en rosh sheyesh lahatir mishom chazaka sheyesh lanu osim sham el mitunya v'lo mitamei. Okay, so we'll get back to what he just said, which is very important. I just want to point out that this is our sugya is mamish the tuna sugya. Like this is straight in the Rishayim from here.
Just to take a step back, so the Matzias here.
That was more like a title. Okay, that was more just that was for YU Torah. Okay, good. So now let's get to the Matzias. What's going on over here? Okay, so the Mishnah over here said on Lamed Tesamid Beis, Vitaris She'ena Trufa. Okay. You have some sort of, I don't know, maybe you guys have a better, you have small pieces of fish that aren't totally mamish mushed up, like that it's the something is recognizable, okay? So the Zakta Gemara, two lines from the bottom. Tarabana, Ezu Tara Shena Trufa, Kol Sharosh Vishidra Niker, as long as the head and the spine is recognizable, okay? That is mutter. That is mutter. Ve'ezu tzir sheyesh bo daga. So then the Mishnah said also a tzir, which is the brine of the fish. If there is a daga inside of it, then it's mutter. What does that mean? So Zakti Gemara, kol shekilvis achas, o shtei kilvis shotetos bo. As long as you have this fish called a kshiltis that now could coexist in such a metzias, then we know it's all good seer. So Rashi has a very interesting explanation on what this kilchis is. Rashi says over here, let's start kol shirosh v'shidr nikarim, back to the beginning Rashi, second last Rashi on the daf. Shall kol dag v'dag, you recognize the spine and the head of each fish, shadogim nikarim b'roishem bein tamei letar, shatmeim roishem chadin, the tamei fish have very sharp heads, ve'ein lahem chut ha-shidra, and they don't have a spine. Kilchis, which is the brine, the heter on the brine, gedela me'ele, b'tzir dagim tairim, this type of fish grows in tzir of only tahar tzir. Vim yesham tzir dagim tamei ein kilchis gedela bo. So really, the kilchis according to Rashi, other Rishonim disagree, the Rambam disagrees with this, but the kilchis, according to Rashi, is it's just a simen that we happen to know that this non-kosher fish has no shaykhs to the brine. This non-kosher fish could only exist if the tzir was kosher. So memele, it's megala, the tzir is kosher, but we throw away the fish, and then the tzir is kosher. Other Rishonim hold that, no, the kilchis is actually kosher, and the way they do it is that, you know, you put it in the right aisle. So you put the kosher fish with the kosher brine. So that's a raya that things were done appropriately. Okay. So it's, as long as it's shotetus bo, as long as it's swimming in there, so therefore that's going to be mutter. And then the Gemara just says, okay, what do you need with two? If you have one, fine. So the Gemara says, depends if the cases were open or the cases were closed.
And the Rosh Veshedra, that's like a kula on with the Torah's criteria.
Oh, beautiful, beautiful. It's a pella. Okay, the whole Gemara is a pella. What Gabe's asking is, Mamish, is really kind of what the Gemara is going to ask. Right. But like, not really.
Yeah.
I mean, it's a little bit of tzarachin on the Gemara. So the Gemara says, Itmar. Rav Huna Amar, Ad Shetei Rosh Veshidra Nikar. Right? So Rav Huna learned, the Braisa is that you need both. You need Rosh and you need Shidra, like the Braisa says. Rav Nachman Amar, O Rosh, O Shidra, you could have either one. Okay? Frek the Gemara, Kashas, right? Mesiv Rav Ukva, similar to what Gabe was asking. Mesiv Rav Ukva Barchama, Ubedagin Kol Sheyesh Lo Snapir V'Kaskeses. What? Doesn't the Braisa say that, doesn't the Mishnah Kulin say that you need fins and scales?
I said the Mishnah, why not the Torah?
Right, exactly. Why not the Torah? Why not the Torah? Why not the Torah? That's not what he's asking. That's not what he's asking. I mean, he feels the need to bring a braisa. So is that what he meant? I mean, the braisa is just codifying the pasuk. So he's just asking a stira, but in a kanami.
Like Rashi says, like alma in simon ledagim medavar ach.
Meaning, because so Gabe's going to ask. I know that from the pasuk.
But maybe
why didn't you just say v'oksiv?
Maybe you could have said that there's other
simanim. But the Torah says kol she'ein bo snapir v'kaskeses. So I know it's the rebbeinushal. No.
Yeah, as long kol asher lo snapir v'kaskeses. As long as it has a snapir v'kaskeses.
Right. Right. Sounds like I need that.
But maybe there's a different simon that I would have had a havamina that you could also learn. I think that's what Rashi said. I'm an simon.
And you would have learned the pasuk like that. Ubedag and kol sheyesh lo snapir v'kaskeses. What does the pasuk say like this? Ezet tochlu mikol asher b'mayim. Kol asher lo snapir v'kaskeses b'mayim. V'yamun v'cholom osun tochelu. So how do I learn that pasuk differently?
No, I'm not necessarily saying that you'd learn the pasuk differently. But why? Saying that it's not necessarily coming to exclude perhaps other simanim that you could also...
The pasuk?
No, not the pasuk. If it weren't for the Mishnah...
Why does the Gemara ask the Haksiv?
So I think what Rashi is saying, that Alma ain't simen ledogim bedover acher, it's saying that I would have had a havamina to say if I would have just brought the pasuk straight out, so then we do know that those are our two simanim that we could learn from. Maybe there's a different simon also. Kamash
Balon. I understand. I'm reading the pasuk to you. Ezet tochlu. Mikol asher b'mayim, kol asher lo snapir v'kaskes. That's what you eat. Nothing else. No? You're saying snapir v'kaskes I can eat. But right. Maybe there's other things I could also eat?
Not other things, but maybe other simanim that would also shed light. Uh-huh.
I think I remember, at least remembering, I thought it was like, you can use the simanim of the head and the shedra as like a proxy for...
No. So that's Machlokes Rishonim, how to learn. But right. That's not answering your kasha. Meaning, right. That's the Chorus kasha. Okay. Let's see for a second. We still have to get back to that kasha, why the Gemara asked from the Brisa, but... Yehei Mashi Yehei, the Gemara is asking Akasha. I thought the din was not here because Kesses, right? Whether it's from a Brisa, whether it's from the Pasuk, that's already, it's what we can handle. But the Gemara is saying that's the din. That's what we've been learning with Marv Sedra. That's the halacha. Fins and scales. Amar Abaye Kitanya Ahi Ba'ara Ufalmuda. Didami Reishayu Litmeyin. What does that mean? Zok the Gemara. That is referring to what? To let's just just to make things easier. If you just skip to the Ran for a second, just to be mazed with the two mahalchim in this Gemara. It's really mind boggling. The Rashi and the Ravid. Sorry, give me one second. Itmar. It's my Rav Huna, Merachi, Yerush, Rav Shidur, Nekar, right? The Sfira of Rav Huna, you with me?
Yeah.
Sfira of Rav Huna, De'ika bedagim tmeim, Shirosh and Agol, Oshiesh and Chut HaShidra, Va'im b'neim shelo yishnei simonim alalu, Rav Nachman Amar, O Rosh, O Shidra. Either one. Good. Sfira she'im b'tmeim lo Rosh Agol, lo Chut HaShidra. He says, no, tmeim don't have either one, right? Fiza Hadar Amrino le'el b'gemara. Yes, Akash from the Gemara and Lama Testament. Al that the Gemara thought that spine, that there was no fish that didn't have a spine, right? Came to Lesley Chut Hashidra, Lo Motzi Koi, the Alma Leka Dag Tomei Disbe Chut Hashidra, Rav Nachman Asya. That's obviously going like Rav Nachman, it's Machlok Samurai here, if you can have a non kosher fish that has a spine. Okay, fine. Ramban's al pirish the Rav Huna nami moide the dogim tyrim nikarim v'roish ibeshidra. Rav Huna also agrees that you could have either the rosh or the shidra. Elahacha kasha dogim chatuchim kol echad be'echad ashnayim. But over here, the fish were cut up. Uboyin rosh b'fneyatzu uguf nefeyatzu. Nakon tzavar im rosh kayim v'nikar shutar ochlenes aguf d'minehu. Listen to the Ramban's kasha. Im kain the dagim nikarim b'rosh b'shidra le'el b'gemara the ma'isin and uvda the ma'isa dagim kamei rabbanan. The Gemara earlier on Lamed Tes said that they brought fish in front of the rabbis. Vav chay shulu l'tmeim and they were choishes that maybe it was not kosher. They finally, the Gemara quotes, right, all these stories. They finally found, and they looked carefully in the sun, and they finally found scales, right? Lamalu kulehai. What's the problem? We have a new heter. Like you were asking, Gabe. There's a new, it's not true. It's a misnomer. Liv de guberosh v'shidra. Check if there's a spine, and check the shape of the head. So, Dr. Ramban, the efshad the ikka tahir and the dummy litmeim b'roish v'shidra. Aval ein lecha dag tamish yei lo rosh v'shidra kashel tar kol ze lefit shitas rashiza. Maybe there were certain fish over there that had also the rosh and the shidra, and that wouldn't be enough. And in tzein lemeidin, the rosh v'shidra simoni dagim tahir inein. But ein echanami, Dr. Ran. In a chanami, according to Rashi, be'etzim, if you weren't in a situation where you had ones that you were concerned that might also have a rosh and shidra, that they would fall short, it's not to tell you, the maskonas ha-gemara, which, to be honest, I think is the pashas of our gemara, is that the gemara is saying, yeah, you need kaskeses, you need snapir, the kaskeses. When is that? That's when it falls short where you're talking about specific fish. But in Chanami, the pashas of Gemara is that there's another way of clarifying, and there's another way of figuring out simone tara, just in a situation where that's going to fall short. Fine, so it's going to fall short. But in Chanami, it's lav dafka those simone tara. Rashi's the way the Ran's quoting Rashi. Abal arayvid zal, and this is what many of the Rishonim say. Avaravitz al perish sezusha amr shei roish v'shidra nikar betvias eina kamer sheyehei nikar shudag ploini tahor. This is what many Rishonim paskan. No. The Gemara wasn't introducing like Rashi sounds like that. There's a new simon that there's snapir v'kaskeses plus, and snapir v'kaskeses is really, it's unbelievable. It's like a new, according to Rashi, it's like a new mahalach in the Torah, a new way of going fishing. Right? Yeah, most of the time it's really rosh v'shidra, unless you're stuck. And we have certain fishes that we need to rely on. Snapir v'kaskeses. So Dr. Ravid, no, you always need snapir v'kaskeses. Just, I can recognize that fish that I know that has snapir v'kaskeses, tvias ayin, through the rosh and the shidra. But the Ran says he doesn't think that the Ravid's pshat is galat. V'ein perusho misyashe b'halacha klal. Why? The Gemara Moisif Rav Ukva Bar Chama or Rav Huna or Rav Nachman midis not, because the Gemara is kasha. Ubedagin koshriya shlo snapir v'kaskeses kaloimar demashma the less loose menay tara achrini uleperish arayvidzal my kushya. Right, what was the Gemara's kasha? Yeah, you're right. I over here it's not nikar, so I just need the rosh and the shidra, and I'm no one in the right mind was suggesting we're not holding by snapir v'kaskeses. Sounds like the Gemara is not asking that. Ella, this is an unbelievable conclusion. It's going to be unsettling, but that's the way most of the Rishonim came out. It's pashup shat in the Gemara, ain't a chanami, but lematzina the ga'inim that they paskav like this. So you have to be moist of that to the Gemara, according to all these Rishonim. Poshet pshat is a nice a nice idea to have. Pashup shot is that fish should not be only snappy or vikaskeses. Fine. So now the Gemara goes on. So Gemara goes on, and I just thought that was mind-boggling. Just what comes out of just the straight Gemara. So the Gemara goes on to say something else fascinating. So Gemara says, Amar Rav Yehuda Meshei De'ula. You with me? Machloikis, the Machloikis Rav Huna Rav Nachman about needing both or needing one. Letabel Betzirim. That's in order when you don't know, right? You have this, you have this mixture, this taurus. And you want to know, can I have the brine? Can I dip in the brine of these fish? Not backing out from this heter, but to eat the mamish, the fish, the basar shabo, then the gufan shabo, so then you would obviously need two simon. Fine. The whole mark of the islay, the Raivin and the Rashi from before. Good. That's the chiluk. And then the Gemara goes on to say different shitas about how they paskind, and then the Gemara that we just spoke about the guy that brought the fish. Fine. So what's the chiluk? What's the chiluk between seer and a dogin? So Taisus says, we have a Gemara Mechiris. The Gemara Mechiris usually says, a yoitzim and a osir is osir. Right? If an animal, if you have milk that comes out of an animal, right? Taka chiddush, it's a pella that we can drink milk. The Gemara asks this quote of pasuk to say it's mutter. Otherwise, it should have been osur, right? The Gemara says, you know, any eggs from a trefa, any eggs from milk from a non-kosher animal. It's all yaitzim and osur. So the pella is, if you have a non-kosher fish, it should carry the same din. So machlek is grad in machlek's Rashi and Tosis. Not for now. The machlek's Rashi and Tosis and Chulin and Daf Samach Dalit. You get malchus on the yaitze. The Skarav has a whole lumdis. What's the nature of the iser yaitze? Is it a new iser or is it a hemshich of the old iser? And he thinks that that's the machlek is reshuffling whether or not you get malchus on the iser yaitze. It's an interesting lumdis in the nature of the iser yaitze. So lechayra you should say tzir dagim. Should be a daraisa. And the Rosh over here, actually on the dot, the Rosh asks, the Gemara there in Mechiris quotes the Hatziran to be Aser, to be Chayim and Atera. So the Rosh, but at the end of the day, the Gemara is being Mechalek between Siren and Gufan. The Gemara is making a Chilah. So Taisus over here, Dibra Masa Machalek, is a very important Taisus. Taisus says, in time about Siren Nami Issa daraisa. So Taisus says, basically, what's Taisus being apologetic? Taisus is saying, this is on the defense, not apologetic. This is on the defense. He doesn't want to say, which every other Rishon is going to say, and which we're going to pass in against this Taisus. Most Rishonim are going to say, you know what the chiluk is? No. When the Gemara says tzir and azasa, like the Rush says, that's talking about tzir shrotzim. Tzir dagam is only an issur derabban. It was never included in the pasuk. And as an exception to the rule of Yaitzi, we never asked tzir dagam. But Taisus doesn't think so, because Taisus says it's a drasha that all the other Rishonim have to say, and they say it on our daf. They say that drasha is an asmachta ba'amu. I'm talking about tzira nami issa deraiska darmina na tmeim l'rabos tziran v'roitvim. So either you're going to say that's an asmachta according to the other Rishonim, or you'll say, like the Rush says, that that's talking about shrotzim. I don't know if he says that on that Gemara. I know he says that in the Gemara in Bukhairis. Right? You're right. The tzirin is vade aser. That's not what the Gemara meant. Mute. Tzirin bottle beroy, the gufan like bottle de berry lobtail. So, the tzirin is bottle, right? And therefore I can be makel. And the gufan is not bottle because it's a berry. Yeah.
Is that a beria though? If it's cut up.
Right. That's right. So the achronim here, if you I think maybe it's in the Yalkov Farshim, or you might even have it. I think the Prima Gavin points that out. That he must have not meant Beria. He must have meant Chatif Arui L'Skabi. Here.
Just in the Cheshek Shlomo, I see the Prima Gavin and the Kfar Hirgish Bezadik.
Yeah? I don't see the Cheshek Shlomo. Where's the Cheshek Shlomo? Oh?
I don't think
where's the Cheshek Shlomo in the places?
It's,
I see.
I don't know if that's the same point.
Yeah. I think that's it. Yeah. That's one. But then they also point out that, what do you mean? But Beria is only, and even Chatif Luriskabid, right? Beria is only Durabonan anyways, not Batal. Midamera Torah, Beria is Batal also. So Vaiter, it's an Isser Durabonan. So why should it be any different? And you have a Suffolk Durabonan, Yitziron that's Batal Barov on an Isser Durabonan, an Isidur Raisa. Right, an Isidur Raisa here, that's Batal Barov, fine. Wait, so what's he asking over here? Tarchin is very Labata Avigam character Abanan. So therefore what? Fine, but there's an Isidur Abanan. So he's asking what? You should say Selfie Durabana Lakula on the Beria? You don't know if it's Usser, maybe it's a Dag Kosher. So it should be a suffix derabbanan. That's what he's at. The tel teri. You see that? Tzarachina de beri lo bata avigamke rakam derabbanan. So what? What's his kasha? So he wants to say that this Tosus Shita, famous Tosus in Bava Metzia, talks about the animals that jump into the corral after they went through the Meiser Behema. So Tosus says the pasuk says the right of the mark quotes a pasuk. You don't say you follow Rov. So the Gemara says, so Tosis says, because it's a Beria. So they bring a Raya from there. Kiveiger brings a Raya from there. The Tosis holds Beria is not Batal Midaraisa. So Tel Torah is saying that's Pshat and Tosis over here. What's his Hechrich? Tosis makes a Chiluk. Gufon is not Batal because it's Beria. Siron is Mutter because it's Batal, because there's no Beria. It's fine. We have to work on the Beria aspect of what. Maybe it's Chatik or Luskavit. But an assumption that it's talking about Beria, so the Tel Torah says, but Lamaisa, Beria is also Durabonan. So I'm asking on the Tel Torah, I don't get it. Yeah, but that's a Vada Yasa Durabonan, and this is Batal. So that's why one's, so he's Mustama asking that it's a Suffolk Durabonan. The Gufon is a Suffolk Durabonan. So he wants to bring a riot to hear that Taisis is Lushita, so that Beria is going to be Manatara. Fine. That's just a side note. So, this is a major machlekes. Mostly Rishonim say pashut pshat. A new yisoid that siron of dag was never usher. With the regular dinim of yotzim and usher never. Brine of dagim is only an issur derabbanan. And that's the chiluk of the Gemara. So there's an unbelievable chiddush of the Zefius Rabitzala Panovicher. He says something gishmak in simen tev on this tesis. And on the Gemara, it's just a wild, wild shot. So he says, he quotes our Gemara, Ezu Tarish ain't a trufa, fine. And he quotes our Taisus. What's the chiluk between Tziron and Gufon? Isn't Tzir also Asr Menater? So he starts off like this. This is very important. Big Yisrael. The Trufas HaRivosh and Simon Kuftzadi Beis tells us, that, let's start before. The Rambam in Sefer HaMitzvos, in addition to eating a non-kosher fish, the Rambam counts in Sefer HaMitzvos, you also have a mitzvah, lahavdil bin atama el atar, you have to be boidik simana. It's a mitzvah's essay. Zokta rivash, listen to this. This is a collector's item, because it's a yusoid for ganz shas.
Zokta Rivosh. The klolim for the Isser Lav and the Derech to be Mater the Isser is not necessarily going to be the same klolim, the same mahalach for the essay as well. Lamosha. Let's say you have a roiv. Let's say you have, something to rely on to tell you that you're not violating the Isser. He says, that will help me to take care of the fact that I'm not over the Lav over here, but it's not going to help me legabe the mitzvah. The Kevin Shetzivsa Torah, I'm quoting you from the Rivash. Livdoit besimoni chayas va'ofos, al korchach bekol mokum sheyesh lochush l'tmeim, afilu imheim miyuta choyshishim, ayin shah. There's a lot more, if I had time, to bring more raya. This is a Shabbos HaGolah drasha. I would give you more raya. There's a Maharal like this, a Meshech Chochma like this, I think. But the Rivash is saying a big chiddush legabe our down. Why? What's the pshat? Because what's a rov going to help me? Rov tells me you're not violating an isser. But that's not what the Torah said. The Torah said to check. So you didn't check. At the end of the day, there's a tzad that it's part of the miyat. So mamele, you weren't yoytz of the mitzvah. There's a lot of machshav in here also about what the nature of mitzvah's essay versus lois essays are. Avas Hashem, yiras Hashem. At the end of the day, your wife, you forgot your engagement, your anniversary, you can have all the excuses in the book. You might say you didn't bring home flowers. So the Rebbeinu Shlom says the same thing. That's the Yisoid. I didn't tell you not to violate an Issa so that you could rely on an excuse over here. You could bring a doctor's note. I told you to do a mitzvah's essay for me. You did nothing. You honest from today until tomorrow. But Lamaisa, we have no ava. We have no relationship. We're still foreign from each other. We still have to get to know each other much better. Yom Kippur is not going to help me over here. Lamaisa, we have nothing together. It's a big issue. But in Lamdis also, Chozeh Shalay Badak Asur Nira Pasha. Derak, he said, he calls it an Isser Essay. Derak Isser Essay Yeshkan Sha'aver Al Essay B'Loy Badak Ava B'Lav De Isser Tmeim Loy Aver Shalagabi Alav Samchin Al Din Roiv Shemitzias Loy Oyem Yemin Tell Me Ulefize Nira. Even according to Rav Huna that says you could have one simon, until you verified it clearly, you didn't do the essay of havdala to be mavdil ben. He answers Tosis Kasha. Even if you don't want to say that, again, we had a few Mahalchim. Rov Rishonim say the difference is, you saw it, Tzir Dagim is Durabonon. Gufon is eating a non kosher fish. Tosis doesn't hold like that. So Tosis has to come on to what? Tosis has to come on to Bittel Beroiv, and you have to say Chidushim and Beria, or maybe Meit Chantich Luriskabit, or maybe Beria is a Daraisa, whatever it is. We have no idea. Tosis has his Chiluk, because Tosis is not masking. He thinks it's the regular Din Yotzim and Asur. Good. So Zokta Rebbe Itzela, based on the Rivash, the Nira, the Mashkosava Rivash, Laeser Midin Avdala, Ze'eno Elo Rak Begufa Dover, Avalo Yotzim Imenu Eno Asur. So again, let's cheshbon this. So you have one simon. You have one simon that Rav Huna is telling you that you can rely on it for tziran, but loy gufa. Why? So, because tziran is a yoytze. So you need one more nekuda before he's about to sit. I want to ask you a question. Fascinating question that we should all think about, and I think everyone in the shul should think about. Why is your child allowed to drink the milk from his mother? Like, before we get to all the Hilchos Shabbos shaylos, and the shaylos that I had this year with the lack of formula and all the complications. And everything I got in trouble for nursing on Shabbos that I became a Twitter whatever. Before all that, let's go back to a sugya that's not going to get publicity on Twitter. Okay, Let's ask, why is it mutter? I think this is actually one of the things they rock me about. What is this? It's going to be treif? Yes. Yeah, the Rishonim talk asked that kasha. The Twitter feed was mamish mechavet to the Rishonim. Subas daf samech, the Gemara is talking about eating dam mehalche shnayim, to eat blood from a person. The Gemara talks, so then the Gemara talks about chol. So the Rishonim there asked, I don't understand. Is cannibalism mutter? Can you eat a person? No. So you can't eat a person, right? Not according to all Rishonim. Yeah. Not according to all Rishonim. That's where the Rishonim talk about it. Because all the Rishonim have to now figure out, is it a yotzim and a osir? Well, what's with the person? Is cannibalism an osir? Okay. So I don't want to talk about this because I definitely think this is going to get posted. It's such a, you have to cheshbin everything in terms of people. So their mamish Rishonim, their four shittas and Rishonim and akotz alakotz. But a poshup shot, the Rambam holds you can't eat a person midrash. If that's the case, so then you really have to explain yourself. So then why is chol v'alchishnayim mutter? So why are you out to have milk from your mother? So Magid Mishnah says the following. Yeah, what?
I was going to say, because there's a cluster to see that people did in the Torah. So Yitzchak and
You don't see in the Torah with Erish.
Yeah,
that's what I'm saying. Whatever. First of all, they didn't have any Yisur. We can't learn from Kedem and Tehra.
Okay. Yeah.
So, but you're right. The Shaila is just, why isn't it Nisr Yotzev? I don't think anyone's suggesting that it should be Asr, but so the Magid Mishnah says, the Rambam holds that it's Asr to eat a person, but the Rambam says the Isr to eat a person is an Isr Aseh. There's no Isr Lav to eat a person. There's no Lav Mutar to eat a person. There's an Isr Aseh that Oysoy Toichel, meaning when you shecht an animal, that you're allowed to eat. The essay is, Oysoi v'loi ben adam. You can't eat a person. So there's an Isser essay. Zok to Magid Mishnah. This is the Chav. Zok to Magid Mishnah. A yoitze only exists from a lav. Treif. Behemus tmeis, nevelus. A yoitze never exists from a shvacha Isser like an essay. That's the Yisoi. We could talk about that. It's an Isser Gavra, it's an Isser Cheftza, it's not Matumtum, it's not a goof shel Isser that now you're extracting from it. Fine. Whatever it is, that's the Yisoy of the Magid Mishnah without the Lumdus. There's a lot of Lumdus on this Magid Mishnah, but that's the Yisoy. Zokta Zechri Yitzchak, once that's true, Givaldik. Now I have Pshat Narsuya. All the Rishayim Frekta Kashawat, what's the Chilak between Gufan and Siron? So Rishonim say you have to say Tzirin is only the Rabbanan. Tosis has to make a new Kimta and he has to say it's Bata Baroiv. It's a totally different Pshat in our Sugya. Zokta Rivash, why? No, Zokta Zechriyitzuk, why? It's very simple. Rav Huna was talking about what? Rav Huna was saying that what? That there's, you're relying on one Simon over here. Right? So Rav Huna was saying, on the Lav, he was saying, "Venir the Mashkosa Rivash Lesser Midin Abdullah, Ze Eno Rel Rak Beguf Adover, Avala Yoitzimi Menu Eno Osir, Sharishita Zaram Da Yoitzimi Yisra Asay Mutter, the Kan Lesser Rakli Yisra Asay Dibdika." What was the problem over here? You had a roif, so out the lav of eating it, it's mutter. What do I not have? Why is the roif lacking? Why? If Rav Huna holds that one simon is okay, so obviously he holds it's enough of a roiv. So zokta zechiyitzuk mashma mitzad malav, it's not treif anymore. So what do I have an issue with? There's a mitzvah. There's an essay. What's the essay? You have to be a bdika, like the Rivash says. What does the Rivash say when it comes to the essays? Essays. I can't rely on a roiv. So memela, that's where we're gonna have to be machmir. By the lav, I can rely on the roiv. By the essays, I gotta do the mitzvah. I gotta be mekayimit. I can be mevara as much as possible. Zok the Gemara, Rav Huna was only make aware bitziron, but not begufon. Why? Zok the Zecher Yitzchak is geshmak. Since all we're dealing with over here is gabi the essay. So now, Dr. Vuna, what do you have over here? You have a yoitze from an essay. a yoytze from an eser. The Magen Mishnah says it's not a yoytze. We need a yoytze from the lav. V'kan lekarak iser eser de bedika. V'im kein lahoytze milav de dog tomi mahani gam simen echad midin roiv. V'rak iser aseda adola yeshkan ulochi tziron motor. At the end of the day, over here, I got rid of the lav. Why? Because I had one simen. So I have a roiv over here. So that took care of the lav. What was I left over here? What was aser? The bedika, the mitzvah's bedika. The mitzvah's bedika. The Gemara says, legabe gufon, you attack, I have the essay. But legabe the yoytze, therefore I have the ability to be matir. Then he says, a beautiful haysofa. And this he closes the shtick. Ubezeye shlefarish ma dehikshu sham me'am mishnah. He says, different than what we were spending at the beginning of this year. So the Gemara asked the meisei, right? So we were asking, why did the Gemara ask from the pasuk, right? So he says, the Gemara asked from the Mishnah of Kol Shiyesh Lo Stapir V'Kaskesis. The Tzarech Iyin. Harei Zekosha Gamal Abraisa. Uma Shaykh Dover Zeh Rav Huna Rav Nachman. Why don't the Gemara just forget Rav Huna Rav Nachman? What do you want to bring a Rav Huna Rav Nachman over here? There's a din of Stapir V'Kaskesis. It's exactly like the way we started the Gemara before we introduced Rav Huna Rav Nachman. This whole riot, this whole brisa, Tomer Abon and Taurus, Gemara wants the Frater Zechiz, whatever happened to everyone, what everyone kid learned in Chumash. Snapir Kaskesis. This is a question independent of Rav Huna Rav Nachman. Eisen. Such a glaring kasha. Similar to what we asked from the Pasuk. But Tzarechin, I was a kasha ala brisa, Mashayach, Dabrazel, Rav Huna Rav Nachman. Zok the Zechiz, you need to read this into the Gemara. Ulanal Yeshlemer de Ze Yelda de Simon and de Roish Vishidra Mahani midin Roiv Loitz mid Lav. The Gemara knew, again, at least according to Rashi, we're not going to learn like the Ravid right now, that it's Tvias Ayin. No, that there was another Simon. The Gemara Avada knew that there were other Simonim to take away from the Lav of what's kosher and what's not kosher. Rak Mishum din Havdola Tzarech Dafkir Snapir Vikaskes. The Gemara was asking, but you need, in order to be Mekayim the mitzvah of Abdullah, what do I need? The Torah says to be Megala di Simonim. V'nafkemini yehelet ziron. Ubezeh yesh lefarish habraisa. Right? And that's what you should have, that's what you would have said that the Braisa is talking about. Avom yamad de pligu rav huna rav nachmen chazinan dafilu gufon mutter valzeh kosha mea mishnah. So the Gemara says, "Umeshani da hasan ba'aru pumulda al b'shar minim b'dikas roish v'shidra sagi legam l'din Abdullah." 1 second. So what's he answering over here? L'nai yishlam de zeh yoda de simanim de roish v'shidra mahanim r'din rov lahotz midilak. Fine. Rak mishum din Abdullah the mitzvah tzarech dafka snapir v'kaskeses. Fine. That's the way I would have learned this mishnah. I would have said is talking about the mitzvah Abdullah. And there's no stira. One's talking about the lav and one's talking about the essay. And the nafkamina will be for the tzirim. And that's the way I would have established the brisa. The brisa is talking about legabe the lav. So now the Gemara says, Abba mimad de pligu rav huda rav nach chazina da filu gufan mutter. So now you have a kasha. You're telling me I can be violate the mitzvah's essay and you're going to say the gufan is mutter? So now the Gemara has a kasha. That's what he learns into the Gemara. Okay, so there's a lot more to talk about over here. A lot nagei la'alacha. Also, this is a lot of the main simonim that come up about fish is really our sugya, as well as other things that I didn't have time to get into about cholov and everything else in these dapim. But I want to just quickly. Oh, it's already late. It's kedai to just see the simon. Basically, I'm going to say it outside in simon tezayin. So. This is taka one of the things Rav Shechter deals with. Is how do you deal with the rivash about you know, so it basically let's try to break this down. So he starts off with that Tosis Rid that you, firstly you need to know why you're able to be Samech on these Gayim, on these people, on these ships, that no other fish is coming in. So that we're going. He says we're relying on this Tesis Rid that Uman Lai Mara Nafshe, and the Chlal. It's really
very rare that it even gets caught with another fish, because they don't want to lose money about that, and that's what we rely in terms of their nemonis. Fine, because otherwise Eidech and the Mibisurin doesn't apply to it. I, we're not being the kind of the mitzvah of Lahavdil, right? And you can't, in that you have to go, right? That you have to, you need more than just a chazaka, right? According to the Ribash. So that's what he writes in Simon Hay. Even if it's you have chazaka urim lomar nafshe, or it's a roiv, but how are you going to deal with the rivash? Right? Exactly the lumdus we just said. You can't, this is an essay, right? So Rav Shechta thinks that if you skip in Sif Katan Vav, he says that there are certain roivs that even the rivash himself, he thinks, will be so strong that it will be Mekayim that essay as well. And he's medayikid even in the words of the rivash. And he writes over here, it's a beautiful piece. He writes over here different levels of roivs. There's a roiv garua, then there's a roiv that's even better, that will, a stronger roiv bari that might, and then you have a stronger roiv that even might be motzi mamon, right? He brings rayas, and then you have sifkat and dalad, you have Rav Meir shita chayshin lemiutos, even though we don't paskin like that, but it's still megala a certain level of roiv, and that's, and then you have a stronger rove. Hey, you have a rove that even in, you know, in holchem b'pivuch nefesh achar a rove. But over if it's echad mine aleph, this is a famous Ksam Sofer that comes up legabe things, right? Like, you know, carrying and other issues of how, right? What percentage do you have to really be chayshish for? In terms of really saying ain stuff, ain, right? Because everyone could walk around and say ain olchem b'pivuch nefesh achar a rove. Okay, but you know, so then any, you shouldn't walk outside on Shabbos. You know, you'll who knows what will happen. You know, you can always get into some sort of meat. So that's what some cipher says. It's echad mina elef. So it's totally, once heard from Usher Weiss that echad mina elef is not necessarily a ratio. It's also totally on the mitzias, and you have to take it into what this Chacham Sofer means, but that's in Sifka Neh, fine. So then he says, even the Rivash will agree, if you look at the paragraph, Mi'ata nira poshet shebesofi shalecha mina elef, the loy mikre sofik klal, afil gabi sofik sakona, dipshita de'em bezem yishim bitl esey devdika seymonim, im nitzvach arov shazem. So even the Rivash will be maskim, and that's the tuna fish. The tuna fish is mamish, he said, I've heard from Rav Shechta, you never get other things caught in the nets. They don't want it. They're mamish going to lose money, and the governments will be on their case. But I'm upon him with tshuvas arivash. Look inside the bifnim in the tshuva. Shekosav gain lahedi. He even writes it. The kevin shatayr tzivso lidduk besimanim shloyemi chav dalat oifes atmeim al karchini yesh lan alachas shel chol echmeim vafilu umiyuta zulasi. He says, with the exception prasva oznia biyushiv sheinim tzadim shem klal. There's certain animals that you, okay, that's like a little far fetched. This is the Rivash talking, a little far-fetched. So he takes into account far-fetched. So says Rav Shechter. So you can rely on that also, like, out of the Bitul Mitzvah essay. But also, he has in the next two, and I thought this Misvara, you're not being Mavat of the Mitzvah essay. You're buying a can of tuna. Like that, so the Har Tzvi has that Svara also. So therefore, he thought that would be Matzah. So, Lamaisa, what are we being make on? Sifkat and Dalit, he speaks about the Nemonos of Umin Lor Maranavshe, which is really what we're mamin legabe doctors, and it comes up in many different areas of halacha, which is very important. But then you really have to, deal with the last issue, which is, so then he, in Sifkat and Gimel, he quotes from the Darkei Tshuva also, that he says, you don't need, as long as you know that the fish is kosher, so you're not in violation of the mitzvah's essay of being baidik. So he says that the Rambam that says you have to be baidik, it's not that every time, every fish I have to be baidik. I have to just, as long as I know that it's kosher, that's also okay. And then he comes back to this rivash, that even if you're relying on the chazakah, so how's that going to help for the rivash that says you shouldn't rely on that on rov legabe bdika? So he says that's okay. For Maisa, what's really nogea to the beginning half of the parak, and as we finish in the parak now, it's not apropos to just wrap it up, is that the second part of the shaila is really dealing with the fact that they cook it. They cook the cans of tuna, the tuna, and they cook it there with no mashgichim there. So there's really a few ways to break this down. Rav Shechter actually doesn't go this way. Rav Avadia is macher by tuna, he's mako by sardines, but he holds that they're not ola shulchan malachim by sardines. So there are some poskim that hold that it's okay by tuna also, it's not ola shulchan malachim. Rav Shechter does not go with that mahalach. Rav Shechter is mitzaref, the fact that number one, they smoke it first, and that makes it edible. And he says already at the time that they smoke it, the Rishonim says that smoke, the Shulchan Aruch is mako by Bishul Akum by smoking. Especially here, it's smoking with like not heat, it's a cold smoke, like for lox and all those things. So, and that already makes it edible to the extent that the fishermen will already eat the tuna then. So the Bishul that happens later on that they put mashke inside, that is only just to take away any bacteria. So he says, first of all, it's smoked. But there is bishul afterwards. So then you have to rely on the, on also another kula, is that the factories, is that there are some shitas that hold that things that are all the cooking is done in the factory is never done in a home base. So there are gedolim that were makel and bishul akum in such a way because chasnas is not relevant in such a situation. So b'tziruf, both of those, that's what he writes over here, b'tziruf, these kulas, even though independently he's not comfortable to rely on either one of these, legabe a straight up shayla of bishul akum, but he says, he says that since it's cooked with the potatoes that's cooked by smoking and then it's edible already, plus you have the heter of the fact that it's the factories, so that's going to be the heter. And he says some place can more even matter with the first svar alone, and the base avi quotes was saying that the bishul later on, he's saying that what? That the bishul, that the smoking is like ma'ushan, and there's no isra on that alone, without the factory heter. But he's mitzar, both of those heterim, and that's what takes care of the Bishul Akum Svara. Maisha also and sometimes brings that Svara of the factories as a snitla, but we don't rely on that alone, but in a situation where you have other snifim, lahakel, so that is the kula. Lamaisa, and that's really really what the OU's mahalach is, based on our Soloveitchik's psak. Lamaisa, it's important to know that Maisha in Yerdeya writes that it's not mutter. And he thinks that you need a mashgiach there. I think they say that Rebelsky was. I didn't see him print, but I think Rebelsky was machmer by tuna. But that sounds mahalach of the OU, and that the Pesach of Soloveitchik. So it is a machlekes based on whether or not you could rely on these. He was machmer, and Reb Meisher is not talking about the bishul akum element. Reb Meisher is talking about. You need a mashgiach there, and you can't rely on any of these svaras. But Rav Shechter's timing that's exactly what the Tzitzit was talking about, and even he has what to be make on even according to the Rivash. We spoke about, but Mamish, that's our sugya, yeah.